الله أكبر سبحانك الله سبحانك جدك ولا إله غير من العالمين الرحمن إياك نعبد الصراط المستقيم أنعمت عليهم في السماء ذات البروج واليوم الموعود وشاهد ومشهود وصاحب الأخدود وقدم علينا قعود ومشهود من قام العزيز الحميد الله أكبر الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد نستعين الصراط
الله أكبر
سبحان ربي العظيم سبحان ربي
سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
تحيات الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليكم ورحمة
الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين صراط مستقيم
الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم نعبد وإياك نستعين الصراط المستقيم أنعمت عليهم
الله أكبر سميع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
حي لله والصلاة هي بعد الصلاة عليك هي ورحمة الله على عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد صل على السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الله لا إله إلا هو سيدنا سيدنا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله الله سبحانه
અસ્સલામુ અલૈકુમ. આમ તમામ મુસલ્લીઓને ખબર જ છે કે આપણી મસ્જિદમાં રમઝાન પહેલાં કાઉન્સિલ ઓફિસર અને રમઝાનના અંદર પોલીસ ઓફિસરો મસ્જિદની ચેક કરવા માટે આવેલા, અને એ લોકોનું કહેવું છે કે આપણા મુસલ્લીમાંથી જ કોઈ કમ્પ્લેન કરી જેથી તેઓ આવવું પડે છે. તો તમામ મુસલ્લી ભાઈઓથી દરખાસ્ત છે કે જ્યારે પણ તેઓ મસ્જિદમાં આવે સોશિયલ ડિસ્ટન્સ રાખે અને માસ્ક પહેરે. બીજું કે 2020ની મેમ્બર ફી કલેક્શન શરૂ કરી દીધું છે, તો તમામ મેમ્બરાન નમાજના ટાઈમે મસ્જિદમાં જમા કરાવે.
الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى ما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان صدق الله العظيم Hopefully inshallah we won't take a lot of your time Just some simple guidelines which we already know, just a reminder, so that we can attain maximum benefit in the holy month of Ramadan. We cannot quantify the yearning in our hearts, which we had before Ramadan and after what we went through last year, when our masajid last year were closed, and the entire atmosphere and environment of Ramadan was snatched away from all of us. I still remember when I used to come for the Salah, especially Fajr time, not a soul outside in the streets, eerie silence like you were walking in a haunted ghost town. And when we used to open the door of the masjid, not even a single soul. But us humans are such that when things like that occur to us, we forget very quickly that when we have bounties, when Allah Ta'ala favors us with something, and when we have that, then we are so proud of it that we don't have time to make shukr. We don't have time to turn towards Allah Ta'ala. And when it is snatched away, like how our Ramadan atmosphere was snatched away last year from us, then we cry. And then when good days come again, then we don't appreciate the bounties and the favors that Allah Ta'ala has bestowed upon us. So this Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is a great mercy, is a great bounty from Allah Ta'ala. So the first and foremost point that we should remember is, and the important lesson is, that we should make shukr daily. Each moment, each second of Ramadan is full of mercy from Allah Ta'ala, is a rahmah from Allah Ta'ala. Every second. So at least after every salah, we make shukr of Allah Ta'ala, that Allah Ta'ala, you have granted us this special month, this special moment in our life, and our masajid are open, and I am able to read and perform namaz in the masajid. We make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. But what happens is, some of us, how many Ramadans have gone in our lives? If we sit and ponder, that I am 50 years old, 60 years old, 40 years old, 70 years old, how many Ramadans have gone and passed in our lives, but some of us go through the process mechanically. We don't realize the special moments, the special month of Ramadan that has come to us. We don't realize the opportunity that Allah Ta'ala has given us. We just go through it as a customary thing, as a mechanically, we just go through the process, having sehri, having iftari, reading our taraweeh, and it doesn't bring any change in our lives. spiritually have we progressed from day one to now? A person who is sincere, a Muslim who is sincere, a male or a female, from the first day of Ramadan till now, if we take stock and say to ourselves, have we really spiritually progressed? Has our connection with Allah Ta'ala strengthened? Have we become a wali of Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Mawlana Masihullah Khan Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi has mentioned in one of his majlis that every Muslim, fasting Muslim, in the month of Ramadan is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. A wali, a friend of Allah Ta'ala. Every fasting Muslim is a wali of Allah Ta'ala. And then Hazrat Rahmatullah Alayhi goes on to say that every wali is a mustajabud da'wat. Mustajabud da'wat means every dua of his is accepted. Every wali is a mustajabud da'wat. From here Hazrat says we learn that every Muslim fasting person's every dua is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. What a great bounty Allah Ta'ala has given us. That every dua that we make whilst we are in the month of Ramadan, it is accepted by Allah Ta'ala. We are all, and Allah Ta'ala make us from those who are the walis of Allah Ta'ala. So from day one, Allah Ta'ala takes his servants away from Jahannam. In the month of Ramadan, the doors, the Jahannam is closed. The doors of Jannah are open. Shaitan are locked away, chained. So look at the mercy. This is a month of sabr. This is a month of forgiveness. And this is a month of complete goodness. Look at the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's yearning before Ramadan. The dua that our Imam Sahib makes. And we hear often, Allahumma barik lana fi rajab wa sha'ban wa balligna Ramadan. 60 days before Ramadan, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's yearning, where his actual yearning is to meet Allah Ta'ala, but at this moment of time, 60 days before, he is asking for the month of Ramadan. Why? Because he knows the blessings of Ramadan, the mercy of Ramadan, where a person's connection with Allah Ta'ala is strengthened so much. So number one point that we need to make sure in our lives is that we abstain from sins. Major sins and minor sins. Major sins and minor sins is like in the books of fiqh, in the books of Islamic law, jurisprudence is describing that this is a minor sin, this is a major sin. But in actual fact, minor or major, it all equals to the disobedience of Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala who has favored us with so much, Hazrat Haji Farooq Sallallahu used to say that at least when a person is going to have the intention of making the sin, at least think and ponder that how can I sin? Who am I going to disobedient? Who am I going to disobey? That Allah whose favors on me 24/7 are showered all the time. How can I disobey Allah Ta'ala? Hazrat Haji Farooq Sarahatullah has also mentioned that the greatest calamity in the life of a believer is that the person slips into sin. That is the greatest calamity. If a person has cancer, Allah Ta'ala save us all from all kinds of diseases. The worst of disease if a person has, our akabirin say that when mort comes, the pain of that disease is gone. When a person dies, all the pain of that disease is gone. But the disease of sin is such that after death also the after effects and the punishment will continue. So this is the greatest calamity when we slip into sin. So number one point that we need to do and be very careful in the month of Ramadan is that we keep away and abstain from sin. Number two, we need to renew our tawbah. Daily we need to renew our tawbah every day and seek forgiveness from Allah Ta'ala. Seek repentance from Allah Ta'ala every day in abundance. One wali, one very pious buzrug, in his youth, he committed a sin at a certain place. And then he used to pass that place every day. We commit a sin, it doesn't make an effect in our lives. But that wali of Allah Ta'ala, he used to pass that place every day And when he used to pass that place, shivers used to come. This is the place where I committed the sin. Anxiety, he used to be scared, and straight away he used to make Tawbah from Allah Ta'ala. That this is the place where I committed the sin. Let us make that change. The month of Ramadan is here to help us build a future, to make a U-turn. We should beseech Allah Ta'ala in the manner. Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say that, Ya Allah, you created the month of Ramadan to make us muttaqi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, kutiba alaykumus siyam kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum la'allakum tattaqun. So that you may become pious. Ya Allah, you created this month of Ramadan to make us muttaqi by your grace and favor. Make us from your muttaqi servants. Make this dua, Hazrat Haji Farooq Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi used to say. Number three, do not waste time. We should use the time to gain the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Time, the month of Ramadan has come to us. Every second is very precious. Every moment is very precious. We shouldn't waste our time. Today, let's give the mobile phones a break. Elderly, youngsters, everybody has mobile phones. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Damat Barakatuhum says that yes, mobile phone is a bounty from Allah Ta'ala. Use it when there is a need. Use it when there is a need. It is a bounty, it is a favor from Allah Ta'ala. But when there is no need, you just browse in YouTube and TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all this. That every second that we are wasting, it is a waste. If we were to read Quran Sharif at that time, or to read any tasbih at that time, we could have come closer to Allah Ta'ala, earned the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. Look at how time has changed. 50, 60 years ago, we didn't have all these mobile apps and computers and etc. Time-saving devices. Hazrat Mufti Taqi Sahib Damat Barakatuhum says, if anybody wanted to make a cup of tea, it would take half an hour, 40 minutes, 45 minutes. And before that time, they used to have to go to the jungle to collect firewood, light a fire, get milk, and then make a cup of tea. How many hours used to be to make a cup of tea? Today, if you want to make chicken korma, you get from the supermarket, make sure it's halal, ready-made, put it in the microwave, 5 minutes, and it's done. How Allah Ta'ala has given us these bounties, but we should use it in such a way where there is a need and don't abuse it. So how much time are our ladies and men saving in the house? Today we want to make a cup of tea, you put the kettle on, in a few minutes that cup of tea is ready. They want to make a curry, in how many minutes the curry, ajito hello, onions also is all packed. Fried onions you get, garlic crushed you get, ginger you get crushed, everything. Everything is ready. So easy. We got all master chefs now in every house. Check Google what's recipe for this dal chawal, let me make this dal chawal. Hyderabadi biryani, let me make this Hyderabadi biryani. I don't know how it turns out. So do not waste time. Time is very precious. Number four, tilawat of the Quran Sharif. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali, our elders, Hazrat Imam Abu Hanifa, Imam Shafi Rahmatullah Ali, 60, 61 khatams in the month of Ramadan. Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali used to read 35 paras daily. Where did they get the time from? Just imagine how much, when those people who are closer to Allah Ta'ala, how Allah Ta'ala grants barakah in their time. They used to do all the other work, etikaf. How many hundreds of people are in etikaf? One after another, somebody is asking masail of tasawwuf, masail of fiqh, hadith, ta'lim, majlis. And then Hazrat Sheikh Zakaria Rahmatullah Ali is 35 paras daily. And then how he writes in his Fazail Ramzan, that the ladies in the house, after doing all their household chores, 15, 16, 18 paras daily they are reading. Allahu Akbar. When a person gets to want to do something, today our youth also, they have this mentality, when they want to do something, they will do it. But when it goes into the head that, yes, I want to do it, Allah Ta'ala also will give them the strength. Allah Ta'ala will give us the strength also to connect with the Quran. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu has mentioned that when I desire to talk to Allah Ta'ala, I open the Quran and I read the Quran. Hazrat Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam used to make door with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He used to read, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to listen, and then the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to read. Special connection, we've heard this. How many Ramazans we've heard lectures and bayans, that the connection with the Quran in the month of Ramazan, special connection. How much time do we involve ourselves in dua? That is another point that we have to remind ourselves. Sehri time, iftari time, you know, how much time, the tahajjud time, do we involve ourselves in dua? How much time have we taken out in our daily timetable that this is my time for dua? I remember in the old Dark Lane Masjid long time ago, when Hazrat Maulana Abrar Ahmad Tarkesari Rahmatullah Alayh, when he came, and he had in Batli he used to have bayans in different masajid. One day he had a bayan in the Dark Lane Masjid, and after the bayan I saw him. After the bayan there was nearly half an hour left for Maghrib, for iftari. And I saw him go in a corner. And I saw him cover himself with his shawl. And then he was involved in dua for half an hour at least. Silently, quietly, humbly sitting in that corner, beseeching Allah. I can still see that with my eyes, how he used to remember Allah Ta'ala, how he used to make dua to Allah Ta'ala. So we need to take some time out. That where I can connect with Allah Ta'ala, I can talk with Allah Ta'ala, how much time do I have in my timetable to make dua? The Shah Wasiullah Rahmatullah Alayh, the senior Khalifa of the Tani Rahmatullah Alayh, used to say that a person who makes dua for 10 minutes daily, I'm not saying that you make dua for 10 minutes, make more, as much as you can. But Hazrat is trying to prove a point that a person who makes dua for 10 minutes daily, Allah Ta'ala will give him the fahm of dua. Allah Ta'ala will grant him the understanding of dua. What is dua? That is also an understanding which Allah Ta'ala gives to his special servants. Number 6 point, spend time in the masajid. Meaning, read our daily 5 times salah. Those people who are not at work, read our daily 5 times salah in the masjid with jama'ah. Try our utmost. Tell our youngsters also who are not at school or who are not at college when they have time, to read namaz daily in the masajid. Alhamdulillah, we have this masajid. Look how Allah Ta'ala has favored us. If we just had this masjid, then the overflow, where would they fit? But Allah Ta'ala has granted us a building opposite, granted a building on this side, where whenever the masjid is full, the doors can be open. Allah Ta'ala grant all those elders who worked hard for all these projects. And all those elders who worked hard, they are getting their sawab. Sawab e jariya. All those people who are reading namaz now, all the stilawat and tasbih and whatever good deeds have been done here, the sawab is still counted and the sawab is going to them. Another thing we need to do is to make a plan. We need to make a timetable. All of us should have made a timetable by now. Nearly 1 week is going by. So we should have a timetable, we should have a routine. That this is my time for salah, this is my time for suhoor, for iftari, and this is my time for duas, this is my time for Quran reading. Everybody should have a timetable. That is what our akabirin used to very press this point, that everybody should have a timetable, not in Ramadan, but out of Ramadan also. That we use the time in such a way that time is not wasted. And Ramadan, we carry out as much good deeds as we can. The way we spend our Ramadan will give testimony of how we spend the rest of the year. The way we spend our month of Ramadan will give testimony of how we spend the whole rest of the year. So Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq that we value every moment and every second of this month of Ramadan. We don't know. This could be our last Ramadan in our life. We don't know. There were so many people last year. Last year, how many janazas were done in the month of Ramadan? You see somebody Asar time and Maghrib time, you come and the message comes that this person has passed away. And then in janaza also, how many people were close by, family, relatives, but they can't come to the janaza namaz because of the restrictions. So Allah Ta'ala has given us the opportunity, Allah Ta'ala has opened up the doors of the masajid. And like that day Maulana was saying, I don't want to stress this point, but don't we feel a bit ashamed that Maulana, our Imam Sahib, for how many, 40 years plus, and he has to come and stand here by the mimbar, and he has to plead in front of the musallis? The Imam has to plead in front of the musallis? We should be ashamed of ourselves. Which world do we live in? That the Imam has to plead by, I'm begging you, try to keep our masajid open. Make sure we don't do anything that our masajid are closed. Don't we have any common sense? We are very intellectual, aren't we? Not me, all of us sitting here. We are very clever. I'm outside walking. Everybody wants to give their say. Everybody wants to give their opinion. Sometimes I'm walking after iftari and in the car park. Salah should have played like this. Mane should have played like this. Klopp should have done this. Everybody has to. Football is going on there. Premier League or whatever league. Football is going on there. You give in your ideas. Your ideas don't even reach there. Your ideas, your opinion. Klopp should have done this. He should have scored this goal. He should have done this. This player should have done this. Why aren't you the manager of Liverpool and Man United? How come you're not the manager? How come you're sitting here in Mount Pleasant? Everybody in every subject, politics, masjid ma heating ketlu chale. Windows badda khuli gaya. Mashallah. By the khadims, the committee, they are the khadims. I remember in Henry Street Masjid, when they bought that building, and construction was going on, and Hazrat Peer Ghulam Habib Sahib Naqshbandi Rahmatullah Alayhi came, and they took him for dua. Those people who have seen Hazrat, very pious person. I remember at Heathrow Airport, when he was leaving England, and he was at Heathrow Airport, and that time it was very open, and there was a whole load of people, and no chairs. Hazrat said, "Bejao niche." Everybody sat down on the floor. And I went with somebody to get some juice. So whilst I was coming, there was a group of non-Muslim people circling around to see what was happening. And there were two ladies. So when I was coming with the juice, they asked me, they were from America, non-Muslim. They asked me, who is this person? So I told them that he is one of our pious priest elders. He said, when we look at him, we just feel inner peace inside us. We don't want to take our eyes off him. That wilayat, that noor. So Hazrat, when he came to Henry Street Masjid, they put a chair for him, he sat down, people were gathered, and marhum Ahmad Chacha Nawsarka, Allah Ta'ala grant him Jannatul Firdaus, and Allah Ta'ala accept his khidmat. He was the chairman at that time, chairman, you know. So when he came, somebody said, Hazrat, he is the chairman. Hazrat said, khabardar, chairman mat kaho. Ye khadim hai. Ye masjid ka, Allah ke ghar ka khadim hai. He's a khadim. And the chairman shouldn't think that I am the chairman, whatever I say goes. You are a khadim. We are khadims. We should always think ourselves that we are khadim. We are serving the community. We are serving Allah Ta'ala. The deen of Allah Ta'ala. So these people are khadims. And Ajib, you know, we have, in our Muslim community, we have ibadat. We do a lot of ibadat, mashallah. Namaz, roza, hajj, umrah. But one thing we haven't got in our lives, I'm sorry to say, myself also, husn akhlaq. Good character. Muasharat. Social conduct. We haven't got that in our lives. But those non-Muslims have got it. The non-Muslims who don't know the life of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who haven't studied the seerah of our Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they have got husn muasharat. They have got good character. But we, when we have a role model, beautiful example, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, a beautiful example in front of us of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What beautiful character. What social conduct. But we haven't learned that. We have only learned ibadat. Oh, ibadat kari leo. Talim kari leo, tell you. But when we talk to the khadims of the masjid, the committee, we are so rude. Okay, if, for example, if they've done something wrong also, husne akhlaq, good character would be, you don't be rude to them, you don't shout back at them. And good character plays a very heavy role in the scale of good deeds. That prostitute who was walking in the street and she saw a dog dying of thirst, what did she do? She gave the dog water. Allah Ta'ala forgave all her sins. There was no ibadat there. But social conduct was there. And there was another woman who was rude to her neighbors. But ibadat was there. Namaz, roza was there. Faraz namaz was there. Ibadat was there. But she, her tongue, she was rude to her neighbors. Her tongue, their neighbors were not safe from her tongue. There are a lot of husbands now also, you know. The tongue. The Prophet ﷺ has said, give me two guarantees, the tongue and your private parts, and I guarantee you Jannah. There are a lot of people who are abid. Abid means who dress, and when you look at the person, you say, Atobo, nek manasche. Very pious. Jabba, beard. When he talks with you here, very cool. When he talks to his wife, you black. Next word you can imagine what she's saying. You black so-and-so, you are so-and-so. The words, the vulgar, the rudeness that comes out. La hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. When we go to listen to husband and wife arguments, I hear all these words. And sometimes I say, if you're going to talk like this, I'm getting out of here. I can't bear to hear those words that a husband uses to the wife. But they think it's normal. And when I said to the husband, what do you... I didn't mean it. It just came out. One person came to Hazrat Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi. Hazrat, I gave the talaq, but I was very angry. So Hazrat said, no, muhabbat mein talaq dewana. You're going to give talaq in muhabbat. In love, you're going to say talaq to her. Talaq is still counted. You are angry. So that's why you're supposed to control your anger. So why are we talking like this to the committee? Because of the situation that we are in, they have to... Okay, I'm sweating sometimes here on the musalla. Windows are open, the heating is on. But I haven't complained. You have to understand the situation that we are in. So they are doing the khidmat, and they are doing the khidmat fi sabilillah. And all those who did khidmat before them, they did it for fi sabilillah. But they have to hear all this. How much time they give, we don't appreciate the time. They can spend that time reading Quran, or they can spend that time at their own houses with their family, but they give their time. So we should appreciate the khidmat that they are doing. Allah Ta'ala give me also and all of us the tawfiq that we pass this month of Ramadan with the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala. We earn the pleasure of Allah Ta'ala, and that we pass this Ramadan without any jagra, without any arguments, without any fighting in the house or out of the house. And we know it's Ramadan. I was in that supermarket that day, on Saturday in the supermarket. We know it's Ramadan when we see our youngsters and our young lads with the nice fancy jabbas coming out, you know. Nice topis. Then we cover padi jaye ke Ramadan aavi gaye. So I was in the superstore and I saw, pachi tamu kehe ke mol sahab puri ne joya karta hota. No. Whilst I was walking, I could see apni female Muslim sisters, fancy jabbas, and those who never wore scarves and scarves on their head. Oh, Ramadan is here. Sisters listening at home, brothers in the masjid or listening at home, if you have put on a scarf or if you have put on a jabba which you did not have before Ramadan, make sure that it lasts after Ramadan also. Make sure that you cover your hair after Ramadan also. Make sure that you cover your satr, your body parts. You are wearing a jabba, mashallah, very good. Make sure that you wear your jabbas also after Ramadan. Don't make sure that as soon as the news comes of the moon and the jabbas are back in the wardrobe for the next Ramadan. Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us the tawfiq. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.